look at you. Brand new knee. She's ready to slam dunk on somebody. Yeah. Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Instagram is
live. Hello, Instagram.
Live on YouTube.
Hello, YouTube. Okay, we're live. Elohito.
Kol
Hazman.
Elohito.
God is good all the time. I have Yafe Isti, Emerson's wife. Yafe Isti is a beautiful wife. Beth's going to pray me in, and then we're going to get started. Praise God.
Dear Heavenly Father, our Savior, our everything, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be gathered here. Thank you for the love, the mercy, the grace that you have always extended to us, Lord, though we are so undeserving. We continually pray for each and everyone that somebody is still on the way to get there, and your traveling mercy will be with them. But as we listen tonight for Pastor Sandy's message, anoint him, Lord, and anoint each and every one of us and everybody who's listening. Give us the wisdom, the discernment, and the love, the overflowing anticipation of your coming, Lord. Thank you for bringing us Pastor Sandy, Pastor Ben, and the whole church, Lord. We continually pray for people who are misled by others, that they will find you, Lord, and not just being a listener, but also a doer of your words, Lord. Continually guide us in our everyday life while we're still here, because we look up and we're still so waiting for you, Lord. Forgive us from our sins as we learn how to forgive others. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You knew it. She prayed once before.
Did she?
Yeah. I was like, I thought she was going to be nervous. And she came up here like, say nothing. You don't know me. All right. Okay, we are ready for this Bible study. If you guys have your study, take a look at it. I finally got my t-shirt that Pastor Ben.
Dang, don't be right.
He forgot. He was not trying to confiscate them. He just forgot. He's not even a t-shirt guy.
I'm not.
But I'm glad I was able that you put it in the letter so I so that I could get my t-shirt. That's, and you see what it says? It says, heaven is my home, I'm just here recruiting.
Amen. Yeah. Love it.
I love that. And then Sonia and Donald sent me this picture. I was gonna have the other one frame, but they sent me a better one. So there they are. That's a beautiful frame too.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank you for that. And I will put it in my home. And people will say, who is that? And I was kind of, my brother and my sister.
Amen.
My eternal brother and sister. And they sent me this too, Pastor Ben. Check that out.
I know.
That's my Talit bag, my new Talit bag.
Thank God.
Thank God. My old one looked bad, huh? I needed this.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Pastor Ben asked if he could wash my other one. I was like, no, it'll be okay. He's like, I don't think he's going to be okay. Okay. And then Peter sent me, Gaslin Pitt sent me music from Australia. See, he's still thinking about me. Thank you, Peter. And I had a couple more things up there, and then I lost them. But I wanted to, I had something else. Okay, where are my cards? Oh, here they are. Now, I found the two cards. Okay. As soon as I get my glasses, I'm gonna be able to tell where they're from. Okay, sorry, Pastor Ben. All right. I've been trying to talk to this couple. I'm gonna tell you right now, okay? John and Linda Anderson, I need you to call me.
Amen.
So we can talk. So call the either you don't have my number, call the office and leave your number so I can call you. Anyway, because I thought it was very interesting, the last letter you sent me, and I wanted to talk about it. Praise God. And thank you for, they do bless the church. Praise God. Thank you.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's not even old enough to be celebrating a birthday. What's he, 22? Happy birthday, Brett.
Brent.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hey, will you tell us how to say your name so we start calling you Brent or Brent or Brent? How? What is it?
Brent.
That's what I always say. B-R-E-N-T. Okay, then I already say it. I always say it right there.
Amen.
No. Pastor Sandy, Pastor Ben.
Who told you it was my birthday?
Oh.
Huh?
I knew it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If we had known earlier, I could have got you a cake.
Okay, Genevieve and John David, they sent me a nice card too. Check that out, beautiful. And where are they? Is this, they're in Carroll, Ohio. You ever heard of that?
Not even once.
Really? Wow, I wanna thank you so much for your care and your package you sent to us. See, Pastor Ben, she wants to thank you for the package you sent to her.
God bless you.
The care, and it has been a blessing and will help someone else when we leave. Praise God. Your ministry has been a blessing. Hallelujah. And let me see, all the people in the family, Joe, Michelle, Grace, Eva, Genevieve, and John David. That's the whole family. Send me a picture too, because that sounds like a great family. All right, and John and Linda Anderson, they need to call the office and leave your number so I can talk to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, you guys ready for tonight's Bible study?
Yes, sir.
This is going to be pretty awesome. And here we go. Tonight's Bible study is called Clear Thinking Rapture Talk, okay? Because I want everything to be clear about what God called me to do, why we're doing this. God knew all of this stuff was coming. God knew right where we were. Israel just had its third terrorist attack in the last, week or so. They've had 3 terrorist attacks. I think they killed 5 today, 4 the other day, and a couple officers the first time. So Israel is under attack, and ISIS is saying that they're the ones who are responsible. Thought they were gone, but I guess they're not. And we have this information to go over, because I don't want you guys to not be informed about what's going on, okay? I don't think I could go through all the Bible studies that we've had, but we should be clear on what the Lord is doing. If you don't believe it, that the rapture is about to happen, I can't help you. I'm telling you right now, especially with everything that's going on, I really can't help you. But I want you to know what God has given me so that I can give it to you, okay?
Amen.
Now, we're gonna start off by just going through this step by step, okay? So on the notes, and we're gonna go step by step through the notes, okay? And then that'll keep me focused on what God really wants to be known. Now, let's listen to this, okay? No one knows the day or the hour, okay? Now listen, I wrote that. No one knows the day or the hour, and I am telling everybody here, nobody knows the day and the hour. Okay, listen to this. From what time zone is God using? If you know the time of the rapture, from what time zone is God using? If it's going to be at 3 in the morning, where? Huh? You think it's Israel? How you know? You talk to God? Did you? How you know the whole earth is here? So he could say, I'm starting from Australia. So we don't know what time zone God is counting from, okay? So, but we can guess, it's got to be Israel. Like, well, you were wrong. I was using Compton or whatever. So I'm just saying we don't know, but we can guess. Okay. Could we know the week of the rapture and be biblically correct? Yes. You could know the week and it would, you know, I mean, it would not be a problem. Could you know the year that the rapture is going to happen? You could know. It wouldn't be a problem, okay? Could you know the right month?
Yes.
Okay, that would be not be a problem. So yes, we can know those things. When I go to sleep tonight, it's Wednesday night, okay? It will already be lunchtime tomorrow, Thursday in Israel. So is the rapture going to be Wednesday night or Thursday? Because if it's Wednesday here, you can't say, oh, the rapture was on Wednesday. First of all, they don't have Wednesday in heaven, so they'd be like, what are you talking about? Okay, so, but you need to know, when we go to sleep tonight, they're going to be in the middle of their day in Israel. You understand? So we need to know and understand a day or 2 days or so like that. It's not what we're about. We're not trying to pinpoint, oh, I think it's going to be on Wednesday at 4 in the morning. No, you can't do that. The only thing you can say is, I think it'll be this month because of this biblical reason. I think it'll be in this week because of this biblical reason. And you can go on like that, but you can never say it's going to be July 11th, whatever that, 2011, or whatever that guy was that that was making all the money off those people. He made $94 million preaching that.
Didn't he die?
He died, yeah, but he had $94 million. I don't know if he could take it with him, but I was like, wow, that's a... That's crazy. He probably handed the check and he went, ah. It's like, man, that is jacked up though. I would not play with God like that. Really, that's crazy. Okay, here we go. Okay. The Lord wanted me to give you this message from him and so that you understand what he expects of us. This is Psalms 27, verse 14. And it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Okay? So, now, there's two different types of wait in Hebrew. I can wait for the dentist, for my dentist appointment. Am I waiting with expectation and hope?
No.
No, I'm waiting with fear, and when can I get out of here, right? So, Hebrew has a word that is called kaveh, and When he was speaking to the waters in the creation, he said to the waters, kaveh, until I bring you into one place. Await with patience, okay? So it says, wait to look for with hope and expectation, okay? So when God is telling us to wait, he's saying, kaveh, wait with look for me with hope and with expectations. Now, kaveh is a verb, so it means keep on hoping and keep on expecting. You understand? So, but God is asking us to wait, but see, people say, I don't want to think about the rapture anymore because it just tires me out and I don't feel like waiting anymore. Well, God is commanding you to wait with expectation and hope. You know what I mean? Because it's going to keep you on point. And you need to know I'm dealing with some people who have fallen off, who I thought would never fall off, but once you put God aside, things happen. Okay, before I get started, Alexandra and her mother Denise have both been mailing me Bible studies, right? They mailed me. Emailed me this Bible study this morning, and she was talking about the month of Nisan, okay? Now, I've been studying Hebrew since about 2002. I know what the month of Nisan is, right? It begins the new year. It's the year the kings get crowned. It's everything, right? It's the month that Christ was crucified. Everything is Nisan, right? Now, do you think that since 2002, and what year is it now? 2021 on God's calendar? You would think at some time in that time, I would have looked up and see what Nisan meant. What do you think Nisan means? It means their flight, their escape, their flight. That's what Nisan means. So now, what do you think the numerical gematria for Nisan is? 180. Okay, we'll get back to that because we're going to go to the Gospel of John, chapter 2. Right now, and we're going to study this one more time. And Alex, she was calling herself Alex, and then I was like, dang, a girl named Alex. I wish she had my name and I had hers. but it's Alexandra, okay, and Denise. Okay, so here we are. Let's go to John chapter 2. We're going to get through a lot of little things today so that we're very clear. And the whole, no one knows the day or the hour. So you could just give it to them and go, this is what it means. Could you just not even repeat that to me anymore? Okay, you in John? Are you in chapter 2? Okay, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana, okay, of Galilee. Are we on the third day? From the time of Christ, are we on the third day? Are we past 2,000 years? Not from his death, from his birth, okay? Because, you know, everybody has an idea. Because when he said, from my, he said, this generation, you know what generation means? From my nativity, okay? So when Jesus says, this generation shall not pass until this happens, he's saying from my nativity, okay? So the Greek word means from my birth. So when he said the temple was going to be destroyed in this generation, he was saying from my birth to the temple being destroyed, it will be one generation. So, and it was destroyed. When? 70 AD, exactly when Jesus said. So, so Christ has been gone more than, since he was born in the 3,983rd year of mankind, and if he had been born 17 years later, it would have been 4,000, but he was born 17 years before the 4,000th year, but he died in the 4,000th year, because every lamb has to wait for the fourth day to be crucified. Did we get that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, since Christ has been gone past 2017, that means after 2017, it was 2,000 years. And then after 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, we're like 4 days past 2017, or 4 hours past the third day from Christ. So is there going to be a wedding on the third day? Yes. Could the wedding have happened before the third day? No. Biblically, it wouldn't have been correct because it wouldn't have happened on the third day. And it was the third day, and there was a wedding in Canaan. Esther went into the palace to be for the king and for her to be married on the third day. So all these third day weddings are just showing you what's going to happen in the future, which is where we're at now. So we're on the third day. So there will be a wedding in Cana on the third day, okay? So it says, on the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear mother, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." And he says, his mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone pot jars, the kind used for Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons, okay? So we're going 6 with 20 or 30 gallons. So if it's 6, it would be 120 gallons. So why would God give us the number 120? Why did he give us the number 153 fish? Is God just throwing out numbers for no reason? Or is he trying to tell? 153 is the sons of God. That's the 153 fish that are brought aboard because these 7 apostles have been fishing and they brought 150, they brought it aboard. And Jesus is over already cooking and ready for them to come, right? So they're headed to, and 153 means the Benahai Elohim, which is the sons of God. So he didn't just use 153 for no reason. So would he just say, "Oh yeah, it was about 6 pots, 20 to 30 gallons. But I'm not saying this for any reason." Okay, so 120. What are the Hebrew gematrias for 120? Pillars? What about the pillars? Huh? The pillars have to be removed before the judgment can come down, right? Samson taught us that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else the pillars does 120 mean? 120 also means what? Congregation. Okay? And who's the congregation?
Church.
The church. Okay? So this wedding is saying this is involving the congregation, okay? This is involving ceremonial washing pots, which is what? Now, I had to look this up. I was like, what were the ceremonial washing pots? Why were they there? And what was the purpose of them being there at a wedding? And then I look it up and it says, oh, they're ceremonial washing pots for after a woman has a child so that they can use the water to cleanse her. And then because she's for 7 days, for the next 7 days, she's unclean. So they got these 6 waters. And so they got this. These jars here that are specifically used for a birth. Like, is somebody already pregnant? Or, you know what I mean? So it wasn't that type of wedding, but I'm saying God is trying to tell you something. What is God trying to tell you? This wedding is also about a birth. Okay? Because when the church leaves and is birthed out of here, then this wedding is also taking place on that same day. You understand? Okay, so now it says, and since Nisan means their flight, okay, now it says the word Nisan is 180. Which would be the 6 plus 30, right? Now, the word for in the Hebrew for 180 is a journey or to depart, okay? So somebody's going to depart. Somebody's going to take a journey, okay? And the next word it says is anan, which means travail, as if a woman is about, someone's about to go into labor now. But if the child is born and you're at a wedding, why talk about all of this at a wedding? The travail. A child is born. Someone's departing and leaving, okay? And then it gives you the Hebrew word for departure, which is nosiah. And travail, which means at the bottom of your page, painful or laborious effort, okay? So remember, once we're out of here, Israel's travail begins, okay? But they're going to have a child without travailing first. Now, the next thing we need to know is the other word, nosiah or nosiah, means to travel or to leave. But it says not by foot. You understand? So it's making sure you know that the way you're leaving is not why walking. Because you can say, Ane rose leleket le Tel Aviv, or leleket le Hakanut, I want to walk to the store, or I want to walk to Tel Aviv, right? But you can't say, Nosia, like I want to walk by regel, which means by foot, to the moon. You can't do that. People will go, you crazy, you can't walk to the moon, right? So, but you would use the word nosia, I'm going to travel to the moon. They'll go, well, how are you going to nosia there? How are you going to travel? Because it can't be by foot. So the word used here for the one